thrown to 2.6 yards per carry. He's 31st in the league right now. Are you content with that, with the run and where the running game is at, or is that more of a byproduct the last 2 weeks? You've committed to the run more as far as the number of attempts you're getting per game.
Oh, for the average? Well, no, that's not going to be okay. I mean, that number is something that's not – it's not going to be that number, for one thing. I mean, that's going to come up dramatically before the season is over and sooner. We've played some very good fronts. You know, I don't want to minimize the fact that we've had to block some good people. I feel like we blocked a lot of times. If you watch the tape, there's a lot of really good blocks going on out there. But sometimes against a really good front where they've got seven guys that can make plays, you know, one guy here, one miss there, one bad target in another place each time, and that's what holds you back. And their safeties do a great job of tackling, so they limit you from the big runs. But our run game is not where it needs to be. We're going to go to work on that. We have been. We have been working on it, and we'll continue to do so, and we need to make that important. I think one thing you've seen is that, you know, philosophically, we're going to stick with it. You know, it's something that we think is important. We're going to be able to run the ball here. I mean, it's just part of our DNA. You know, it's part of who we are as a football team. It's going to be important, and we have the people to do it. We got some big, strong, tough offensive linemen. And we have some really good backs, and we have a fullback that's the best blocking fullback in the league. So, you know, the run game is something that has to happen for us.
John, with Ray Rice and Sean Drone getting banged up yesterday, do you see perhaps needing to add another running back, or just kind of wait and see as the week goes on?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think right now we're in a wait-and-see mode. You know, it's no imminent move as far as a running back goes, but because we feel those guys' injuries are, you know, something we can deal with. But we're always looking for a good player, too.
John, talk a little bit about Tandon Doss, let go, brought back because of Jacoby there, and then come through and get the big run yesterday.
That's real rewarding, isn't it? To see the kind of the day Tandon had, you know, and just personally, you know, I really have always been a believer in Tandon. You know, I've always felt like he had what it takes. And I was really interested by his comments yesterday. You know, that was really honest, you know, what he described, which is pretty neat for a guy to do that publicly the way he did. And to see it pay off for him, you know, it's kind of a nice lesson for everybody. But he's always had talent. He's worked extremely hard. He really, the last week before the preseason, you know, really had a good week of practice, and he played well in the last preseason game too. So this is not just happening now. It's good to see.
John, just get back to the run game. This essentially is like the sort of offensive line, like you said, with Bontelli. The same group that you were able to run the ball in the playoffs, you know, other than at the center position. Can you put your finger on what's the difference for these first 3 weeks compared to the playoffs?
We can, and I believe we have. You know, I think we understand it. Don't really feel an urgency to share it exactly, but we do feel like we understand it, and we're working on it. And we, you know, there's no doubt in our mind it can be corrected. We're not getting the production from the run game that we think we should. But we also feel like we're on our way to getting that done. But we just have to do it. You have to go out there and get it done.
Now getting into specifics, since I can tell you don't want to do that, I know the offensive linemen have been critical of themselves to a certain extent during the course of the last few weeks. Is it more an offensive line issue? Is it a running back issue? Is it collective? Is that something you're comfortable with?
Well, it's collective. I mean, it's always collective. It's never one thing. I mean, you of course, you can put the tight ends in there. You can put the quarterback in there with the checks or whatever. You can put the receivers in there as far as the downfield blocking. I think all of our guys will take – you know, if we're looking to point a finger, all of our guys are going to point the finger, you know, right back at themselves. That's the kind of guys we have. I would characterize it more of being in sync. I think more in terms of working together more efficiently. Combination blocks going to the right guy with the right technique at the right time. You know, those things, you know, it's not just a matter of just one-on-one knocking somebody off the ball. That's not the way it works. It's way more complicated than that up front. And like the passing game, we talk about precision. There's a precision to the run game too, and that's something that we don't quite have ironed out yet against good fronts, and we've got to get there. Yeah, that's what we're working on.
John, in terms of numbers, is it 7 or 8, or do you see a lot of kind of crowded line of scrimmage in terms of how many they play at the bottom of scrimmage?
We've had quite a bit of safeties being involved. There's no doubt, but. You know, yesterday was more, you know, they're really good players, made some plays on us. I think you saw JJ made a couple of plays where he beat some cutoff blocks. There were times where we feel like we had kind of numbers to a side, went to a light side, and a guy would, you know, make somebody miss and make a great play. Their linebackers really came downhill really well, I thought, and did a good job of stuffing the hole. And it just, there wasn't a whole lot of movement there, but there were also other times where we didn't work the right angle to the right guy, you know, as far as the way we blocked it. But they were giving us some challenging fronts too. So all that goes together. It's just a matter of improvement across the board, and it's an emphasis for us.
Could you talk about the run game? How do you evaluate how the offensive line has played in terms of pass blocking?
Mm-hmm. I would say the offensive line has been excellent with the pass blocking, you know, and that's a good point because you chase everything all the time. But when you've got, you know, a young center in there and you've got a young left guard in there and you're working those guys in, you want to make sure you can protect your quarterback. And I would give them a lot of credit for what they've done as far as protecting Joe. We haven't had a lot of hits in the quarterback. It's gotten better week after week. We've gone against some really good pass rush fronts. And I think Joe feels like he's had some pretty good opportunities to look downfield and go through his progression. And we've gotten a lot of pressure. It wasn't very often where Houston didn't bring at least five, run and pass, but especially pass. And we were really good with assignments and pass protection, really good with technique yesterday.
Whichever team deals with injuries, but you guys have dealt with some significant guys like Ray Rice or Canty or even Dennis.
Right.
How impressed are you with the fact that you've been able to overcome those in kind of the early part of the season?
Right. You know, we had no healthy scratches yesterday. You know, all seven of the guys that sat were all injured guys. That, I don't know if I can remember the last time that's happened. So for those other seven guys to step up and for us to play the way we did and to win a game like that says a lot about our coaches, a lot about our players, you know, the next man up philosophy. It was important, and those guys really came through.
Getting back to something you were asked earlier, the improvement of the secondary the last 2 weeks, how much do you trace it back to just them working more together and getting a chance, mm-hmm. eliminating some of the communication issues? You know, you made a lineup change there too. How much do you attribute it to those factors?
Well, that's probably all attributable to the fact that those guys, just what you're saying, those guys have really worked hard back there. And it's not simple. You know, it's a simple game kind of philosophically and at the root and the fundamentals and what's important. You know, those things are simple, but there's a complexity to the X's and O's. And people challenge you with a whole lot of formations and shifts and personnel matchups and route combinations and things like that in the back end that takes a lot. It takes a lot of brain power to figure that stuff out. And not just that, but being on the same page and communicating and under fire, you know, with crowd noise and all those things. And we've gotten better each week with that. I just think those guys in the back end have worked so hard. That was a big concern. That was a point of emphasis in this game. Something we talked to the guys about on Saturday was being rock solid back there in terms of how we played together and how we played technique. And they did a great job of that. I'm really proud of the way the secondary played in this game.
John, what was the kind of thinking on EJ Manuel coming out of college? And there's a ton of tape on him, mm-hmm. you know, as a rookie QB. Does that mean kind of going back or is kind of this recent body work, is that enough?
You know, I think our scouts, we have reports on those guys in college. We're not going to spend any time this week watching his college tape. But we'll watch. He's got plenty of, you know, he's played every game. So there's plenty of reps in there for us to watch where he's at right now as a pro quarterback, and it looks like he's doing a great job.